for. Tip number three is don't try to do two things at the same time. The worst thing you can do is multitask. So, for example, don't read your email while you are talking to a friend on the phone. If you do that, you aren't really focusing on your email or your friend, and you aren't going to feel very relaxed either. Tip number four is very simple. Once a day, every day, sit down and do nothing for half an hour. For example, go to a cafe and sit outside, or go to a park and sit on a bench. Turn off your phone so that nobody can contact you, and then just sit and watch the world go by. This will really help you to slow down. Okay, my fifth and final tip. One of the most relaxing things you can do is to be near water, or even better, to be on water. So, if you live near a lake or a river, go and sit by the river or go boating. If you live near the ocean, go and sit on the beach. Relax and listen to the sound of the wind and the water. You will feel your body and mind slowing down as the minutes go past.
2.42.
Today we talk to Laurel Reese, who's writing a book about how to live more slowly. She's going to give us five useful tips.
My first tip is something that is very simple to say, but more difficult to do in practice. Whatever you're doing, just try to slow down and enjoy it. If you're walking somewhere, try to walk more slowly. If you are driving, make yourself drive more slowly. It doesn't matter what you are doing. Cooking, taking a shower, exercising in the gym, just slow down and really enjoy the moment. We all try to do too many things that we just don't have time for. So my second tip is make a list of the three things that are most important for you, your priorities in life. Then, when you've made your list, make sure that you spend time doing those things. Imagine, for example, that your three things are your family, reading, and playing sports. Then make sure that you spend enough time with your family, that you have space in your life for reading, and that you have time to play sports. And forget about trying to do other things that you don't have time for.